From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. More clues about the crash of an Egyptian plane, but no reason why. Smoke was detected inside an Egyptian airplane shortly before it plunged into the Mediterranean with 66 people aboard. That news from investigators this day, but also the admission by those investigators that the new information offers no answers about why the plane crashed. The Airbus A320 had been flying from Paris to Cairo early Thursday when it plummeted and turned full circle before vanishing from radar screens without its crew sending a distress signal. Egypt's military did release pictures of wreckage recovered so far, including a pink bag decorated with butterflies, a life vest, shredded seat covers, and mangled debris showing the Egypt Air name. France's aviation safety agency said Flight 804 had transmitted automated messages indicating smoke in the cabin as the disaster unfolded. While the information may help investigators, more wreckage, including the black boxes, will need to be found before they can piece together what happened. A senior official at the Egyptian Civil Aviation Ministry has denied some media reports that the plane's cockpit voice and flight data recorders, commonly known as the black boxes, had been located. The official spoke Saturday on condition of anonymity because he is not authorized to speak to the media. Military spokesman Brigadier General Mohammed Samir also says Saturday he had no information to share on the location or the retrieval of those black boxes. Check out continuing updates on this story at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Baghdad's fortified international zone was calm but tense Saturday following Friday's violence by protesters who defied bullets and tear gas to storm the area. The city woke to the early morning sound of helicopters, most of them heading in and out of the highly secured section where Iraq's government buildings are located. As demonstrators fled the gunfire and tear gas Friday afternoon, some carrying their injured friends away from the IZ, the anti-government protesters vowed they would return, but with weapons. Many are followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who, like many of the political leaders in Iraq, has his own armed militia known as the Peace Brigades. Sadr has come out in support of what he describes as the people's revolution against the government. Security forces Saturday blocked all of the entrances to the international zone and increase the number of special forces checkpoints on city streets. Inside the zone, a line of some 40 Humvees was parked outside the parliament and security forces were posted at key points. Finance leaders of the group of seven richest nations are grappling with the task of spurring economic growth when consumers around the world are holding onto their money for various reasons. The fiscally conservative ways of consumers have led to a worldwide economic dilemma, a lack of demand for goods and services. Still, Japan's finance minister, Taro Aso, is urging G7 nations to refrain from certain practices to generate economic growth. Aso said all G7 nations have emphasized the importance of avoiding competitive devaluation of currencies. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew has urged governments and businesses to use whatever policy levers are available to them to spur growth. The finance leaders are meeting ahead of a summit to be held in central Japan. U.S. President Barack Obama is leaving today for a week-long two-nation Asia visit, including a stop at Hiroshima, Japan, site of the world's first nuclear attack. Obama will visit Vietnam and Japan from May 21st to 28 on what will be his 10th trip to Asia. A White House statement said the trip will highlight Obama's ongoing commitment to the U.S. rebalance to Asia and the Pacific and is designed to increase U.S. diplomatic, economic, and security engagement with the countries and peoples of the region. Vietnam did grant early release from prison to a Catholic priest who was one of its most prominent dissidents, a move widely seen as a goodwill gesture before the U.S. president's arrival late Sunday night. The Catholic Archdiocese of Hue reported on its webpage that it welcomed home Reverend Nguyen Van Ly.
That's the latest world news from VOA.